Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presenting on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other leading podcast destinations. This just in, it's the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday 2022, and tomorrow will be televised. Wherever you are on this morning of the day after Thanksgiving, welcome to a special first-ever morning edition of the program all about TV's current and future. 49 degrees at the top of the hour here in Nueva York. It's on and off rain. We are supposed to have clearing skies this afternoon, and we thank you very much for tuning in to our program today. Coming up in the next hour or so, we've got the latest TV news notes. We have our newest classic trivia winner, our second in a row, and the first one ever to get the correct answer on Thanksgiving morning. And we have some bonus information about the subject of our classic trivia question this week. Plus, we're going to do an unusual feature that we want to get you involved with. We want to know, what should TV viewers be thankful for? What should TV viewers be thankful for? Well, if you have some thoughts on that subject, we want to hear from you. So give us a call and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. You can also use our chat room. It's in business right now. SimonApple04 is the name of the room, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And as always, while the program is on the air, you can connect with others from anywhere by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen, and sooner that they can connect with you. At this very moment, we were scheduled to hook up live from the World Cup soccer tournament in Qatar two key people who are putting it together as we speak for Telemundo and doing a great job so far going into day number 6. Ray Warren, the head of Telemundo Deportes, that's Telemundo Sports, and his second-in-command, the executive vice president of sports content for Telemundo Deportes, Telemundo Sports, Eli Velasquez. That was the game plan until 8:10 a.m. this morning, 5:10 a.m. on the West Coast, when we learned by email from Telemundo that because of a lot of last-minute changes over the last 24 hours to what they're doing, both Ray and Eli will not be with us today. I want you to know that Telemundo and yours truly and this show has bent over backwards to try to have this event happen. We were not going to do our first ever morning show today originally, but we did it because we thought it was the best opportunity to have Ray and Eli on this program. And let me tell you, Telemundo has really gone all in on their coverage of the World Cup. You got to keep in mind that for Spanish language television, the World Cup soccer tournament, both men's and women's, held every 4 years, men's this year, women's next year. It is the Super Bowl, the World Series, the NBA Finals, and the Stanley Cup playoffs all rolled into one. This is the biggest Spanish language television attraction around. And Telemundo, to their great credit, has gone all in on their coverage. It's not just running the games, the pre-shows, the post-game shows, the halftime shows, which they're doing a very good job on, but it's also running their daily morning show, Oidea, live from Qatar. They're originating their daily afternoon news magazine show, Rojo Vivo, usually on at 4 or 5 o'clock Eastern time. That's coming from Qatar. Their nightly newscast is coming from Qatar. Other special shows, their weekend entertainment sports magazine show, that's being sent to Qatar. So basically all of the Telemundo operation is happening from Qatar. And I want you to know that Ray and Eli were very, very excited about being on today. They really, really were, especially given that it's day 6, especially given that it's a huge day for the U.S. men's national team. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, they go into battle in their second game against England. A lot of people think that this is the game that if the USA is going to make a big move in the World Cup this year, first time in 8 years they're in the World Cup, first time in 3 World Cups that they're in, if they want to get to the next round and go beyond, maybe way beyond, they have to win this game. And it's going to be a biggie. And, of course, the game is going to be simulcast on Telemundo in Spanish and Fox in English. The game starts around 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Pre-show will be around 1:30 on both Telemundo and on Fox. I want you to know that Eva, who is Telemundo's public relations person that we've been working with to make this happen, she has bent over backwards. They have bent over backwards. We have bent over backwards to make what we were hoping to have today happen. And everybody on Telemundo's end is very, very sorry about this. They're really, really sorry. And you should know that yesterday Telemundo made a very big historic deal. For the first time ever made in the history of Spanish language and English language television, Telemundo presented 5 sports events in the course of a 24-hour period. Not just the 4 World Cup games that played on Thanksgiving Day, but they also did the Thanksgiving night NFL game between Minnesota and New England from Minnesota. And it was done in a very unusual fashion. Miguel Gerwitz, who is the NFL play-by-play person at Telemundo and Universo, who's doing a great job, by the way, is one of the co-hosts of the World Cup, he did the game. He did the play-by-play for the game live from Qatar. His telecommentator partner did the game live from Los Angeles. I'm sorry, live from Miami, that's Telemundo's headquarters. And, of course, they took the feed from NBC, which, of course, ran the game in English as part of their Sunday football package, live from Minnesota. What a three-way. And they did a very good job. It really was terrific. Big blunders, technically or visually. Great, great job. That's really something. And again, that comes right on the heels of doing 4 World Cup games back to back to back. I mean, they were on the air with sports action since 5 a.m. yesterday morning. And boy, the games have been fantastic. If you've been catching the World Cup, whether English or Spanish, you know the games have been amazing. We've had incredible upsets. Argentina losing to Saudi Arabia, Germany losing to Japan, Wales, I understand this morning, Iran won their first game against Wales. I think it was 2-0. Very close games. Some other games that were Portugal and Ghana. Wild game, 3-2. Unbelievable games. And of course, controversies off the field as well. The concern about how Qatar treats the gay and lesbian community, protests on that. Apparently there's a story now that some people are not able to get in games because they had the patches that were supporting the gay and lesbian community in Qatar. Also, the Iranian team has had issues with what's going on in Iran right now. So it's been an amazing World Cup. And again, this afternoon's game, which starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time, USA and England, should be one of the highlights. Excuse me. Of this opening round. So once again, we are really sorry, and Telemundo is extremely sorry that Ray Warren, the head of Telemundo Deportes, and Eli Velasquez, the executive vice president of sports content Telemundo Deportes, will not be with us today. We are going to try. We're not playing dead here. We're not throwing the towel. We are going to try to get them on this program, and we're going to work with Telemundo. And if we have to keep bending over backwards, we will, because they're dynamite people. And we really hope that we can get them. If not next week, maybe when the schedule does permit, with the knockout rounds, with fewer games, and a little bit of breathing room, that we can get them. So we'll keep you posted on having Ray and Eli on. And don't switch the dial. Don't cut away. We do have things to do today, and we will get to them shortly, starting with some wonderful news, no cookies for you. Yes, there is news being made this morning in the world of television. So incidentally, I want to remind you that, by the way, today, when it comes to the USA-England game, Andres Contor, Telemundo's super play-by-play person on soccer, he's going to be the play-by-play person, joined by Manuel Saul and Tab Ramos. And John Strong will be doing the honors for Fox in English. If you haven't heard John's work, he is really terrific. He is the great new USA soccer play-by-play person. So, again, the game starts shortly after 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. It'll be carried live on Telemundo in Spanish, also carried live in Spanish on Peacock, which is available on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and also in some places on multi-channel bundles, and other places also through your local cable system. And, of course, Fox Sports, I understand, will have pregame coverage starting at 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific, and that will be on Fox Sports. That will be on Fox. Other games, by the way, earlier today will be carried on FS1 or FS2. And don't forget that the games will be replayed on Tubi, Fox's multi-channel bundle. For more details about the programming online for Telemundo in Spanish, www.telemundoportes.com and telemundo.com, and www.peacocktv.com. That's www.telemundoportes.com and telemundo.com, also www.peacocktv.com. And for Fox, it's www.foxsports.com and fox.com. And for the replays, tubitv.com. It's www.foxsports.com or fox.com and tubitv.com. And again, we will make every effort to have Ray and Eli on a future Tomorrow Be Televised program. And we will keep you posted when we have them. All right. Time now for some news notes. Here we go. And speaking of Tubi, Tubi will celebrate New Year's Eve with the debut of a sequel to its popular made-for-TV horror saga, Terror Train. In a late move, CBS offered the opening episode of Criminal Minds Evolution to wrap its prime time last night. That episode had the second installment were originally set to debut exclusively on Paramount Plus yesterday morning. Again, this was a late-minute move by CBS to run the first episode at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Originally, it was all supposed to be Paramount Plus, no CBS, no other simulcasting of the episode, both the first episode and the second episode, which did run yesterday again on Paramount Plus. Amazon will go forward with making an 8-episode miniseries on the FTX crypto debacle. Joe and Anthony Russo's ABGO production house will put the miniseries together. Principal photography is scheduled to start next spring. Fireside has confirmed Variety's report Wednesday morning, a report that we had on our show Wednesday afternoon, that its interactive video venture will arrive on smart TV sets and devices in the coming weeks. Fireside did not elaborate on a TV rollout timeframe. We will keep you posted. U Sports Season will now launch on Netflix February 4th, a day earlier than first announced. Half of the episodes will surface that morning, the other half play starting March 6th. And Wendy Williams has ruled out a return to daytime syndicated TV. At a Circle of Sisters event, we don't know whether the event was yesterday or early in the week, Williams declared she will start a podcast next month and then spend a big chunk of 2023 traveling around the globe. Once again, no more daytime syndicated TV, at least in the near future, for Wendy Williams. She mentioned at a Circle of Sisters event either yesterday or early this week that she will launch a new podcast next month and then spend a big chunk of next year traveling around the globe. And that is news notes for today. Coming your way Monday at our regular time on Tomorrow Be Televised, two of the guests that we were supposed to have this past Monday and we had to reset, they will be with us. From ABC's The Great Christmas Light Fight that starts its 10th season Monday night, we'll have executive producer Brady Connell. And from the new Fine Arts Auction Channel, one of the most unique new services to be running through smart TV sets and smart devices in quite a while, we'll have Vice President Mark Bronson. As Brady Connell, the executive producer of The Great Christmas Light Fight, and Mark Bronson of Fine Art Auction Channel, they will join us live next Monday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. That's our next regular episode of Tomorrow Be Televised, next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. And for the second time in a row, weekly winner in a row, and for the first time ever, we have a winner that came through on Thanksgiving Day yesterday. And that winner is Eric Becker from Littleton, Colorado. That's Eric Becker from Littleton, Colorado. Congratulations, Eric. We're going to send your way two wonderful CD collections, TV Guide's 50 all-time favorite TV themes, and Fred Astaire's Let's Face the Music and Dance. So, Eric, congratulations. We're going to get those prizes out to you, hopefully, over the weekend. And the question that we posed last week, this past week, who played Wednesday on the original Addams Family TV series on ABC in the 1960s? This, of course, was in honor of the Netflix series Wednesday, starring Jenna Ortega in the title role, that launched yesterday. Well, the answer, Lisa Loring. She played Wednesday on that Addams Family series from 1964 to 1966 on ABC when she was age 6 to 8. And for those of you trivia buffs who are like wondering, what is Lisa Loring doing now? Well, she's keeping to herself. She is one of the few remaining living stars of that Addams Family television series on ABC. She's 64 years and growing. She is living a mostly private life. Some of you may remember that when she became an adult, for a number of years, she was a regular on As the World Turns from 1980 to 83 in the role of Cricket Montgomery. So, again, the answer to our classic trivia question, Lisa Loring played Wednesday Addams on the Addams Family television series back in the 1960s on ABC. And she is still alive and growing and kicking at the age of 64. Once again, congratulations to Eric Becker of Littleton, Colorado. Prizes coming your way. Thanks for playing. He is our second weekly winner in a row. And next Monday, we will have a new classic trivia question, a new prize for you. And if you know the answer, just like Eric did, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win. If we don't get a winner by the end of Monday, we will post the question Tuesday morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. And as Eric Becker of Littleton, Colorado showed us on Thanksgiving morning, in order to play in, well, it should say this. In order to win, you got to play in. Got my metaphors mixed up here. In order to win, you got to play in. That's what Eric Becker did. Congratulations, Eric. Thanks for again playing and being our second weekly classic trivia question winner in a row. And for those of you wondering, well, how is Wednesday doing? The new Wednesday on Netflix. Well, we're happy to tell you that according to Rotten Tomatoes, we checked out earlier this morning, 70% rating from critics and 84% rating from viewers. And no matter whether people like or don't like the show, they're all in agreement that Jenna Ortega gives a breakout performance as Wednesday Addams. Again, Wednesday now running on Netflix, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and in some cases through multi-channel bundles, and in some cases also the local cable and satellite systems. And you can find Wednesday now on Netflix. And, of course, Tim Burton is involved, executive producer and director of the opening episode, and a few others as well. Co-stars include Catherine Zeta-Jones as Morticia and Louis Guzman as Gomez Adams. So congratulations to one and all for making that happen. And now we're going to do a special feature. We've never tried this before, and we want your participation. So give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And this came about because on Wednesday's episode, in doing my homework, I noticed that Blog Talk Radio did a special on Wednesday night called What Are You Thankful For? What are you thankful for? And it got me thinking, you know, what should TV viewers be thankful for? After all, we are a program about the world of television, where it's at and where it's going. And we've never tackled that subject before in the 15-plus years we've been doing it. So I thought, hey, high time to think, what should TV viewers be thankful for on this Thanksgiving weekend, 2022? So I'll kick off some thoughts, and then let's hear from you. So anytime you want to jump in, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or get that chat room going, SimonApple04 by name. And we'll see how we do over the course of the next few minutes. So what should TV viewers be thankful for this Thanksgiving weekend? TV viewers should be thankful for the fact that they have more options for television than they have ever had before. More channels, more types of channels, and more channels not just running on broadcast and cable television or satellite TV, but thanks to smart TV sets and smart TV devices and multi-channel bundles like Tubi, Pluto TV, Pizzazz, Fubo, Zumo, Philo TV, Friendly TV, etc. There is an incredible democracy of television that has shaped up over the course of the last 5-6 years. So that's something that TV viewers can be thankful for. Another thing TV viewers can be thankful for is the incredible range of quality programming, whether it's for adults, whether it's for kids, for the full family, whether it is available on broadcast, cable, smart TV sets or smart devices, multi-channel bundles, the quality of production, the quality of acting, the major moves in genre programming like science fiction, fantasy, horror. Incredible. Incredible. There's something for everybody, truly something for everybody. Another thing that TV viewers can be thankful for is the incredible expansion of diversity that has happened on a lot of fronts Think about it. There are more television networks and more television programs that are being managed by, produced by, created by, written by, overseen by, that's channels and programs, people and communities of color. African Americans, Latinos, Asian Americans, Native Americans, other indigenous people, the gay and lesbian community, transgender, et cetera, et cetera. More and more of those people and women, they are running their own shows, whether it's their own channels or their own programs. And more first-time people of color are getting the opportunity on merit, not on skin color, not on crossing woke boxes. They're getting the opportunity on merit and on talent to run shows for the first time somewhere, whether on CBS or Netflix or Amazon or Apple TV Plus. They're getting that opportunity. And we should be thankful for the fact that we are seeing more gatekeepers making the program choices at Netflix, NBC, Universal, all over the place. People of color, again, based on merit, based on talent, to approve the shows, to greenlight the shows. And we are seeing more people of color and more women get the opportunity to launch their own production ventures and to create program development deals with whoever, with Paramount, with Disney, with Warner Bros. Discovery. With NBC Universal, and with up-and-coming places like Boat Rocker Media or Skydance. That's something we should definitely be thankful for. Another thing we should be thankful for, TV viewers should be thankful for, is the fact now that smart TV sets and smart TV devices are not only just aggregating, bringing on channels from outside sources, they are now creating channels. They are now creating content. Look at what Roku has done in the last year, creating made-for-TV movies like Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas last December. And now the big new hit with Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al Yankovic, Weird. That's something that didn't happen a year ago, and it's happening. TV viewers can be thankful for the fact that we are now really getting into the era of interactive television, the ability to interact with the programs, interact with the talent, have our say in terms of, you know, playing video games on the television set, taking part in interactive cooking and fitness classes, whether it's through Food Network Kitchen, Peloton, Beachbody, Apple Fitness Plus, on the television set, thanks to artificial intelligence, audio and video, now a prime feature of smart TV sets and devices that allow you to have a say in what you're watching and how you watch it and how you use the medium. And that's something we can be thankful for. And we can be thankful that we're now starting to see telehealth and teleeducation and ways to, if you're in a smart TV home or smart home, to adjust your lights and your living conditions, whether it's managing your energy, adjusting your air conditioning, working with other appliances and seeing how they're doing through the television set or your home security or your video doorbell, and do that through the comfort of your home through a smart TV set or smart TV device. And with the news that Fireside is now going to be part of that universe, part of that hemisphere, we're going to see a breakout, I believe, in the next couple of years of interactive television. Interactive TV will, I believe, by the end of this decade, become a mainstream factor in television in all sorts of ways we're starting to know and all sorts of ways we don't know. Like, for example, the ability to order products and services with television set and do it without having to use another device, as Roku is attempting to do with Walmart right now. And the ability of telehealth to really save lives, to give important medical information out, to have you be one-on-one with your doctor or some sort of medical authority you can access 24/7 to make a difference in your life or somebody else's life. and educating our kids in a greater way. It's happening. And that's something TV viewers can be thankful for. Again, like to hear from you. What do you think? What are you thankful for as a TV viewer this Thanksgiving holiday? Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We'd like to hear you, and want you to have a say, because I'm sure there is something you're thankful for. Another thing I'm thankful for as a television viewer is that we now have a bigger window on the world than ever before, that we as a TV society now can accept shows from other countries, whether the language is dubbed or we use subtitles. You notice how we're seeing more and more programming from around the world, not just from England or Canada, but from Korea and Japan and Scandinavia and Mexico and other parts of Central and South America, all available 24/7, somehow, some way through television. One of the big hits of recent years, Squid Game, which is coming to a second season on Netflix. Who would ever thought that a game, that a show with a radical premise and done entirely in Korean would be a worldwide sensation? That's something we as TV viewers can be thankful for. Remember all the time, oh, we can't watch a show that's dubbed or a show that's subtitled from another language. Who will understand? Who will watch? And in case you've noticed, Turner Classic Movies, more and more, are running films from around the globe, not just in the overnight hours, not just in the morning hours, but all throughout the schedule with subtitles. And way to go, Turner Classic Movies, on that. It's really amazing time for television. Something else that I, as a TV viewer, am very thankful for is the fact we've come through this pandemic. We are no longer in a pandemic age in the United States and in many parts of the world. We have pushed through that. It's now endemic. No more masks, no more social distancing. We now have the tools to live in a new normal society. And that's opening the door for more shows to be greenlighted, more shows to be produced, whether in here in New York, whose mayor's office of media entertainment under Andy Casillo has done a fantastic job getting TV production back and booming in a huge way, or Chicago, or Los Angeles, or San Francisco, or Texas, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, wherever. We are seeing television production come back in a big way here in the United States and other parts of the world. And that can only benefit you in the times ahead as a TV viewer. I'm also thankful that there are more opportunities for TV series pilot makers, new talent, to find an audience through TV festivals like Series Fest in Denver, ATX in Austin, Texas, ATV in Atlanta, and not only TV festivals, but film festivals more and more, from Sundance to Tribeca to Dances with Films to Bentonville Film Festival, Gia Davis's work in Arkansas. They are now running TV pilots. That's right, they are running TV pilots on a regular basis. Not just one, but a bunch. And that is giving people more and more opportunity. Of course, the Catalyst TV Festival in Duluth, Minnesota. And I hope that in this coming year, we will get the New York Television Festival back. It's time. It's time to bring that festival back. Somehow, some way, someone I hope will step up to the plate and get it back and get it back to stay. And I'm very grateful that these events are happening and giving TV series pilot makers the new talent that will lead the next generation of television into a whole future. And as a TV viewer, I'm also thankful that we are seeing more adaptations of not just comics and graphic novels, but video games and podcasts as viable TV series. And I'm also very excited about the opportunity for multi-series franchise, whether it's The Walking Dead or Game of Thrones or the Anne Rice novels or other things to come. Why not? And, of course, the entrepreneurs like Shonda Rhimes and Greg Berlanti and Taylor Sheridan and others and Tyler Perry and Byron Allen, who are consistently pushing the envelope in all sorts of ways. And as a TV viewer, I'm very thankful that people like Byron Allen are talking to advertisers, encouraging them to partner up with minority-owned media companies, some of whom are budding to get on the air and become the next generation of great television services. It's great to see that happen. And it really is something special. I'm also thankful, as a TV viewer, that we have the freedom to choose what shows we watch and what shows we don't watch, that we still have the power of the remote control and now the power of our voice, thanks to the artificial intelligence developments we've had. We have more choice than ever before, and we have more ways to exercise that choice. And that's great to see. I'm also very happy as a TV viewer that I have more choices in news programming and journalism and documentaries to deal with. Because boy, oh boy, we need to use them now, especially in this kind of time, this kind of age. Finally, on a personal note, I am so thankful that I have had the opportunity as a journalist to cover this medium for more than 40 years, from 1980 on. And to see how this medium, this incredible force, has evolved and expanded over the last four decades plus. Yes, a lot of failures along the way. Yes, a lot of craziness along the way. And yes, there's still a lot of issues along the way. And it's been an incredible journey, and it keeps getting better and better and better. And for that, I am very, very thankful. And I'm very thankful that over the last 15 years plus, I've had the opportunity to showcase where this medium is at through this program, as well as through my columns in Media Village at MediaVillage.com, and lately, my Wednesday afternoon appearances on Sports Grid Network's daily sports news information from Sports News Wire. And I want to thank the Sports Grid people, and I'm very thankful to the gang at Media Village led by Jack Myers. Very thankful to all the people at Sports Grid Network for the opportunity to do those appearances, even in the face of the personal health situation I've been dealing with over the last month. And we will get this resolved next month. It will be lit. I'm committed to that. And it is a privilege. I have had great fortune in my life to be able to look at this medium and observe it and report on it and comment on it in a number of ways over the course of the last four decades. And for that, I am extremely thankful. And I'm extremely thankful to you, our listeners. I'm extremely thankful to my family and friends. I'm extremely thankful to having taken the Landmark Forum back in 1994, which totally transformed my life and how I see life and live it. And I'm deeply appreciated to the television medium itself. I'm very thankful for the people I have met along the way, many of whom you have heard on this program on Monday or Friday afternoon over the last 15 years plus, almost 15 and a half years. So as you can hear, as a TV viewer and on a personal note, there is a lot to be thankful for. More thankful than not thankful. And I am pretty clear that the greatest is still coming. That if we do this again next year, there'll be more to be thankful about. And I hope that this weekend, you will take the time, if you didn't yesterday, to acknowledge people in your life and acknowledge what you deal with in your life that you are thankful for. There is something. And there are people who really impact your life in a great way that you should be thankful for. I am. I'm very grateful, particularly in the last month, to the people at Mount Sinai Israel Hospital in Manhattan and my urology doctors and family and friends and all of you who have responded to my Facebook postings about my situation, and also my friends in the ballroom dance and dance world. It's great to know that people do care. It's great to know that social media is at the heart still a wonderful way to make something happen, make something work, and give you a lot of support when you really need it. And all that is what I am thankful for on this Thanksgiving 2022. And along with that, again, for those of you who may have just joined us, once again, I want to say we are very, very sorry that the head of Telemundo Deportes, Telemundo Sports, Ray Warren, and the executive vice president of sports content there, Eli Velasquez, could not be with us live from Qatar, the site of the World Cup soccer tournament, which is really getting into high gear in day number 6. It was a last-minute call. This was something that they were looking forward to doing. I know they would have, whatever they're dealing with, they would not have backed out otherwise from this. We had worked with Telemundo to make this happen, to make this first ever morning episode happen. And I'm thrilled we have done it, even with their absence. And we're going to try to have them back, have them on at some point, and we'll keep you posted. And one more thank you. I want to thank all of our guests that we've had on this past Tuesday and Wednesday. And the guests on Monday who couldn't be on because of the technical breakdown we had with Blog Talk that will be on with us on Monday. I'm talking about Brady Connell, the executive producer of ABC's The Great Christmas Life Bite, which begins its 10th season Monday night, and Mark Bronson, the vice president of Finer Auction Channel. And by the way, we are going to try to reschedule the Catalyst TV Festival winners that we were scheduled to be on Monday. That roundtable segment, we are going to, starting this weekend, we are going to try to rearrange that, and maybe we can have that on as early as, if not next Monday, next Friday. So again, next Monday, we'll be back at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And all of you that checked in with us today, our first of the morning edition, we thank you for doing it. And we hope you make us a regular habit. Join us on Monday afternoons. And use our chat room. Use our phone line. This show is designed to be interactive. And we appreciate you. We want to hear what you have to say. Our guests want to hear what you have to say. So join in. The more you do and the sooner you do, the better the show is. That's what the show is all about. It's really about you and about really serving you to the very, very best. And once again, congratulations to our new Classic Trivia winner, Eric Becker of Littleton, Colorado, Lisa Loring, the person who played Wednesday Addams on The Addams Family, the original series back on ABC from 1964 to 1966. So, Eric, we're going to get those prizes out to you hopefully by the end of the weekend. Enjoy them. Thanks for playing. And we'll have a new classic trivia question for you on Monday. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if we don't get a winner by the end of Monday, we'll post the question Tuesday morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. If you came in late on today's episode and you want to catch up on episodes you missed, including all of our episodes this past month, go to our homepage starting right now. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's our email. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. Sorry about that. blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, you can also catch our episodes on podcasts. We have a lot of great podcast affiliates we've picked up over this year: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podvine.com, Acast, Verbal, etc. And of course, iHeartRadio, their podcast network, iTunes, Spreaker Podcast, Tune.com, etc. And remember, all of our episodes for not just this month, but all of 2022, they are available. Check them out. We've had incredible guests all year long, and we've broken a lot of stories along the way, too. And I think you'll enjoy hearing what's available to you. So check it out over the weekend. We make great Thanksgiving pleasure for you and yours. And we, again, want to hear from you. What do you think about our idea of what – and I'd still like to know, what are you thankful for as a TV viewer this Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for as a team? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're from. Also, you can check us out on social media. We're available 24/7 on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Facebook, LinkedIn, Simon Applebaum. Twitter, UBC Simon, TWBT. That's UBC Simon, TWBT. When we hear from you, we communicate back. Do so within 24 hours. That's our commitment to you. Why? As we say around here, what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager. Dave Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's big new podcast outpost. Guitars Vegas is our web corner. Of course, we wish them a very, very happy rest of the Thanksgiving weekend. But tomorrow we televise. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful day after Thanksgiving. If you're going shopping for Black Friday, be great. Hang in with the crowds. You'll get what you get done, of course. Go USA in your game against England. Remember, the game is on at 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Fox and on Telemundo, also simulcast on Peacock, and available later on Tubi in English and Peacock in Spanish. We'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, regular time period. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Internet Radio, all of our podcast affiliates, and our website, tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. It's tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. Tomorrowbetelevised, hyphenated words between, or hyphens between the words. Tomorrow will be televised on podium.com. Again, have a fantastic rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you to my cousin Carol for a wonderful Thanksgiving feast with her family yesterday. Enjoyed it to the max. And don't forget, if you haven't been vaccinated, check out what's available to you. See your doctor. Check your medical situation. Remember, there are alternative treatments to boosters and shots. They're available to you. So check them out. Do your diligence and then make a great choice, your choice. And again, have a lovely rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. And take time out, if you haven't, to acknowledge the people in your life and the difference they make for you. And I promise you, you'll be very, very thankful you did. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.